theticket.com. The buck stops here. Fridays at 10:50, it's Ranger Manager Buck Showalter with Norm Hitzkus. Brought to you by Discount Tire and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are getting underway for today. Norm and the Throwdown will be doing their presentations from 10 until 3 this Friday from Duke's. Out in Addison.
Where?
Duke's
Poop.
Which only hours before will have hosted Girls Night Out. That's at Beltline and
that's
Midway.
Tomorrow night. I can't wait for that. Oh, it's going to be great.
And you can register to win ticket t-shirts and Rough Riders tickets. And, of course, I guess that will be part and parcel in some way of Kaboom Town.
Boom!
Which goes on this weekend out in Carrollton and Addison and all that.
Boom.
Yes, Kaboom Town.
Boom!
Kaboom Town. As opposed to Kawhap Town.
Whap! Whap! Bam! Boom!
So go see Norm and the Throwdown at Duke's this Friday. All right. On our phone now, I'm guessing. Is he there?
It is always a great time on the Hardline when we're joined by George Dunham.
Well, we are joined by George Dunham, the morning host of Radio KTCK in Dallas. Hi there.
Hey, Hardliners.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. You looking forward to Girls Night Out tomorrow night?
Oh, yeah. You betcha. Are you going to hang out, Ryan?
Yeah, I'm going to hang out.
All right.
I'm going to hang out and do some drinking, man.
Are you?
Sure am.
Okay. George, you owe me like 3 margaritas, by the way.
Why?
Because every remote, I buy you a drink and you never reciprocate.
I thought I bought last time.
Oh, God, no.
All right, I'll take care of you, Corby.
Thanks, buddy.
And you got to buy for me tomorrow, too.
Okay, I can do that.
About 7 or 8 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be great.
That is going to be great, isn't it?
Hey, we got an issue.
We do?
Yeah, do you know what's been lingering between our shows now for about 4 or 5 years?
What?
Dodgeball.
Yeah, okay, well, what are we going to do about it?
Well, I challenged you guys the other day, and it was accepted by Grego. Now we've got to work out the details.
Yeah, we accept.
Yes, we accept.
We'll take you guys on in dodgeball.
Now, here's
can't imagine why you'd want to put yourself through that, but yeah, we'll do it.
It's 6-on-6.
Okay, so the entire crew for both shows.
Right.
That means you, psycho.
We have a huge disadvantage.
Yeah, like Fernando's going to play in that. Who believes that?
Oh, he is. He's playing.
Yeah, he's got to. He's got to play in it.
I'm going to knock his head right off his shoulder.
And we got Big Strong.
You hate Fernando, so.
I know. I love Fernando.
Well, you
I
know,
like him, but it'd be fun to hit him in dodgeball. You don't think so?
Glasses off.
You don't think that'd be funny, Ron, to hit Fernando?
Leave Fernando alone. He's a good man.
He is a good guy. I like him. I like him a lot.
What?
You probably would be that kind of guy who, I'm going to leave the 50-something guy alone because he's in my age bracket. But if you treat all the 50-something guys that way.
Was Fernando 50?
Of course he is.
I don't think so.
Not okay, see, he's not in my age bracket.
Well, he's got progeria.
But he looks 50.
Yeah.
But we've been talking about this forever. Now dodgeball is huge.
Well, Psycho, are you going to play?
You have to, Psycho.
Remember, Psycho's only athletic experience in the history of his life is one T-ball practice in, like, second grade, and then he quit. Or soccer practice or something.
Well, he played Charity Challenge 1 year, too.
Did I? No, he really didn't.
Are you going to play?
Am I?
No, I'm talking to Psycho.
I'll probably get hit and knocked out, but sure.
No one's going to throw hard enough to knock you out, Psycho.
Well, I'll be out pretty quick.
Except maybe me.
Good.
I got a cannon.
All right, so let's bet a day off.
You want to put something on it? Well, I don't know if I want to put anything on it.
Well, although,
what's the point then?
Huh. Well, I do think that
you call up, you talk in noise that you've got this cannon.
It's his challenge.
I don't know if I want to put anything on it.
I don't know if I want to put anything on it.
Look at my team.
Okay, well then don't be talking noise.
You're the one that made this challenge.
All you need is one left standing, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, look at our team. I mean, what's so great about our team?
I forgot it came down to that, so we're on because there's no way that one of you guys would be standing after me.
Double shift.
A double shift?
That's a day off.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all run this by Cat?
Or I'll tell
no,
you what.
Screw Cat.
I'll tell you what we'll do. Is we'll legitimately bet one of your vacation days against our vacation days.
No
How about
way.
That? What do you mean, no way?
I am not banking on that.
No, we can't do that. Ours are always spoken for anyway.
Fernando getting a rubber ball and throwing it. There's no way.
No, it's just a double. It's a double,
it's a double
for a double.
Let's see.
No.
What? George?
Oh, no, I can't speak for the rest of my crew with that.
Well, it's your team that's coming
then
up with
what's
this
the
challenge.
Point of
yeah,
this?
I don't want to play you for a handshake.
Well, whatever happened to pride?
Screw
that's overrated,
pride.
Man. I want a day off. I want a free day. I want a freebie,
it comes
George.
Before a fall.
I want cash.
I want a free day off, George.
Okay, how about cash?
$1 million.
All right. $100 a man.
Like you're going to get that out of Fernando.
Or Jeremy.
Or Psycho. You willing to put up $100 on this, Psycho?
Trust me, you'll win.
I'll cover Psycho. How about that?
Yeah, you'll have to cover me.
We'll all cover Psycho.
I don't want money. I want a day off.
Well, you got
that's
Danny,
always
you
that's
got
always
Corby,
the best.
You got Kay Scott, and you got Grego.
That's always
players.
The best bet, because if you win, then you get that freebie, and if you don't, it's a double.
Yeah, but George, you have Jeremy and Fernando and Dick Hicks and Gordo.
Besides,
right,
Danny and
exactly.
Corby can't be counted upon. I'll probably be better than either of them.
Oh my God, you'll be useless. You'll be like a. Like a stump.
No. Well, the way we're looking at this is to also get the P1s involved, too.
Why do you got to drag them into this?
This is not
the P1.
See, now Danny's out.
Team,
Danny just see, you just caused Danny to drop out.
And screw the P1.
See, here's the deal. The P1s like it when there's a day off on the line. They love that.
Well, they also like it when they're involved, too. They're going to get a chance
they're
going to
get to play, too.
Yeah, they're going to play in the preliminary matches.
Right.
And we're going to have from the looks of it, we have like a bracket for the P1s. And then the other treat for our winner is they get to play the winner of the P1 bracket.
Fine.
You guys up for that?
You saw how we dominated in volleyball, Georgie.
Got to round three, buddy.
Exactly.
Three.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. I got to admit, that was pretty impressive.
And then we got 1 point over the next two games.
John, we're a crew loaded with athletic talent.
It's true.
All right, are we going to play best 2 out of 3?
Yeah, we'll play 2 out of 3. Those games last, they're really short. Now, did you land announcers for this?
We're working on that.
Who are you working on?
I don't want to say, because they haven't been contacted yet. So
Razor?
What's that?
Is it going to be Razor?
That's an idea, but...
It's going to be Razor and
there,
David and the Duck Burrow.
That's the only way you can get Fernando out to an event.
It's going
to
be David the Duck Burrow and Chuck
there.
Kelly.
No, these are network announcers. That we're working on.
Okay. Well, challenge accepted.
So it'll be a week from Friday.
And it's going to be at like 8 or 9. It's going to be on your show, right?
It'll be on our show.
See,
at
that's
9
an advantage for them. We're not morning people.
Oh, what? 9 o'clock is not early.
Yeah, it
for
is.
For Danny?
Morning.
Danny's been asleep for like an hour and a half.
Okay, for one night, Danny, could you get in before 2?
No, he can't.
Danny, come sleep at my house.
All right.
Yeah, you better watch
come
out.
Come sleep at mine. I'll put you to bed.
You better watch out, Danny. And Corby, he's already been known kissing guys. Well, you almost slipped that one by, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I did. You hear about this, Ryan?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard about it.
Kissing Davey Lane for 5 seconds?
Yeah. For how much money?
For charity.
For charity. For $300. It went to Special Olympics. Hey, I'm a sucker for charity.
Okay. You're a sucker for gay kissing.
You're a sucker for being abrasive and over the top and hiding behind the skirt of charity.
No, no.
It's all for charity.
That's what you're a sucker for. You don't give a damn about charity.
You
whatever.
Liked tonguing Davey Lane, didn't you?
We didn't tongue.
Oh, I heard there was tongue.
Well, there's a photo proving there's no tongue.
I heard there was cupping.
I did grab his face real romantically, though.
Hey, can I say one other thing about dodgeball?
Go ahead.
We're still looking for a venue.
What about the AAC?
So it sounds like you came in here, George, to challenge us, but you had no answers to anything.
Well, you got no ducks in a row.
No announcers.
No announcers, no venue.
The whole thing comes
no confidence.
With my phone call.
No
apparently,
bet.
We couldn't do any work on it until I made a phone call to you guys. So now that I've made the phone call,
okay.
We can officially have a match.
Phone call, huh?
Get Gordo on this.
Yeah.
He'll take care of it.
So if you have a gym...
You know the best thing about dodgeball, what I used to be famous for?
Uh-oh.
Is when there's always, you know, in the very beginning where there's a little... You know, confusion where everybody's running around.
You power fart.
You always find somebody that's unsuspecting, and you just nail them in the side of the head when they're not looking. Gordo better have that head of his on a swivel.
Whatever. Hey, we're going to play the rules where when you're down to two guys, you can tackle?
Yeah.
Tackle?
I've never played by those rules.
What are you talking about?
Off-season football? Once you got down to where you had less than two guys on your team, or maybe it's three guys on your team... Of course, this wasn't 6-on-6. This was like 20 guys against 20 guys.
Tackle?
Yeah, and when you could run to three-quarter court, you could, like, try to outflank someone and tackle them.
Now, are we going to play the free throw line to free throw line?
You can
go to the free throw line, and then everybody else is against the wall?
Boy, that's a really deep court.
I think we're going to play, like...
Well, if you don't, you get people that are wusses that hang out, and they'll never come out from behind the line, and the game lasts forever.
No, I know there should be a line, but I'm saying don't make the line so separated. Make the court smaller. That's too far, free throw line to free throw line, because you could just hang out at the free throw line the whole time, and no one could hit you. Think about that. You could never get hit if you're standing back at the other free throw line.
Yeah.
And midcourt is...
Until you knock everybody else out, then you're by yourself.
Yeah, I know. But I'm saying that's just... It needs to be smaller. I think the official court size is probably...
Yeah, we'll come to an agreement on the court size.
Did you see the movie?
Size. Yeah, it was really dumb.
Is it funny?
No, not really.
It's not?
There's a couple of funny parts, but it's really dumb stupid.
Is Vince Vaughn funny?
Yes, he saves the movie.
He's genius.
To be saved. But it's really bad.
So we're betting a day off, right, Georgie?
Mm-hmm.
We'll look at that.
Oh, come on, George.
Why not?
Commit to something.
I mean, we're all committing
good.
Are you okay with a...
Whine about it from now until...
You know...
Ron, are you okay with betting a day off?
Yeah, but all of a sudden I can understand his plight. Say that again. I don't think anybody heard you but me.
Well, I'm speaking on behalf of those guys, and I know that if I agree to it, then they go, well, hey, we didn't agree to that, and then we just go into that...
You're
nonsense.
The captain.
Why is Craig so fearful of working a double?
I don't know.
He bitches about that more than anyone.
He's beaten.
Ooh, a double.
A double.
Ooh.
Why is he beaten?
Greg Miller.
I don't know.
He's beaten by a lot of stuff these days, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Everything beats him.
Well, here's the main thing, is that we've been talking about this for like 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and we've never done it.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
now's our chance to do it.
I applaud you, Georgie, for, mm-hmm. for taking the initiative and getting it done. Just mm-hmm. sell your crew on a day off, because the P1s, they don't like any event where there's not a payoff.
Hey, see,
they don't like
they want misery for somebody.
Rubber ball or psycho tape, that's payoff.
We could always spin the mustache wheel, but I'm sure that...
Oh, that'd beat Craig Miller.
I'd like that idea.
You think you can sell Junior on that?
Yeah, I guarantee I could.
Why not just the day off?
The mustache wheel would be great.
You know, the day off is immediate. And it's something that all the P1s can enjoy.
Ooh.
Because they're going to get to tune in and listen to somebody work twice.
Yeah, they would like it if we had
to
work.
Yes, they would.
They'd like to call in and rub it in.
Or how about the hardline wouldn't like it if the hardline had to work twice.
How about
don't worry. We ain't working no double.
How about we'll do this.
Don't worry.
We'll do this. How about as far as the double goes, we'll come in from 3 until 4. And then you guys can take 4 to 7.
No.
What the point of that?
I'm not agreeing to that.
The hell?
Because, I mean, we're going to do this on a Friday, and I'm going to be out of town Thursday night. No, it's a freebie.
No.
Ooh, let's
be. You're going to be out of town. Where are you going to be?
I'm going to go somewhere. I don't know. But if I get a free day, I'll be damned if I'm going to stick around this miserable place.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
That's the hammer.
Okay, we'll get something. We'll work out the details on what's on. Something big is on the line, in addition to pride, and get...
Now, you know, we used to do in off-season football, we played dodgeball sometimes, George.
What's that?
We had, like, you know, 4 or 5 regular dodgeballs that we played with.
Uh-huh.
But we always had a football thrown in there.
Oh, my gosh.
With one football.
That would kill someone.
That's what we tried to do. Yeah, exactly.
All right, gotta go. Get on it, George.
Email George.
Week from Friday.
George@internet.org.
Ball challenge.
Email me. Ooh.
Shut up.
All right, 3 something on the ticket.